Martha Brill Olcott follows Central Asian affairs at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Dr. Olcott, we just heard Japan's prime minister compare Afghanistan today with his country in 1945. Both obviously had been defeated at war and were bombed, but Japan was an industrialized giant that manufactured cars and battleships. That can't be an appropriate model for what Afghanistan needs at this point, can it?
I don't think it's an appropriate model in terms of what Afghanistan was at the time its war began, but I do think it's an appropriate model in terms of the degree of destruction of society.
The United States, Europe, and other countries, Japan, have been involved in reconstruction efforts in other countries since the end of the Second World War. If you were to look for the most appropriate model for what was done elsewhere, what would it be?
It's hard to say. I think we really have to take a combination of models. We have the level of international concern that we saw in Bosnia. We have some of the challenges we saw in Somalia with the presence of warlords or traditional authorities. We have the degree of destruction that we saw in Cambodia. But we also have a lot of assets in Afghanistan, which people don't oftentimes pay enough attention to, including the presence of a large expatriate community with really very important skills that they can bring to bear to the reconstruction effort.
The sum of $3 billion is substantially less than the international support that was arranged for, say, Yasser Arafat, when the Palestinian Authority was set up with a much smaller area and a smaller population. Is the idea here, do you think, to dole out the funds very slowly to monitor what's done with each billion as it's being used in Afghanistan before any more is on the way? Or is it simply to restore a very poor country to its pre-war poverty?
I hope it's not the latter. I think it is an effort to dole out money slowly and see what happens, and also to try to stimulate at the grassroots a small trading economy that will generate some of its own currency and some of its own assets. If that on the ground begins to be established, then there'll be a lot more to invest in. But I think a stage-by-stage approach is really the only way that international confidence will be built in reconstruction of Afghanistan.
Hamid Karzai, the interim Afghan leader, spoke in Japan of hopefully there'll be a transparent process where the money will go in. We'll all see what happens with it. Realistic, or is that just not a country in the condition of Afghanistan?
If we get partial transparency, I think we'll all have a lot to feel comfortable about. If our goal is all, I think we're likely to be saddened. But if we are realistic in terms of pressing that most of it goes for its intended purposes, then I think there is reason to assume that some outcomes that we want will occur.
You're saying some spillage here is to be expected. Some of the money in every situation like this ends up in people's pockets instead of delivering needed reconstruction services.
I think that's true everywhere. The problem is in a traditional society like Afghanistan, the spillage is almost immediately visible and we have a good sense of who takes it over. In more complicated societies, the process of spillage is oftentimes more difficult to ascertain.
I guess that raises the question of purpose here, which is if you have a society in which warlords and tribal allegiances count for a lot, does the international community walk in and say, using that system of social organization, let's now get the roads and the hospitals and the communications infrastructure in here and get these people up and running once again? Or does one fall for the much bigger mission, perhaps, of saying, let's reform this country so that it's no longer run by tribal allegiances and warlords?
I think that reform of a society like Afghanistan has to come from the bottom up as well as the top down. Projects can bypass warlords by being communally based. So I think it's going to have to be top down, meeting bottom up, in the hopes that that's going to lead to a popular pressure for transformation of the middle.
Dr. Olcott, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Martha Brill Olcott of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.